This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How do I know I'm possessed? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you heard the question. How do I know I'm possessed? How do I know if somebody casted a spell or black magic on me or my family? So here's a couple things to remember. Jinn possession in general, there is no doubt. You'll never second guess yourself or others if there's a possession. It'll be clear 100%. You'll know and you'll see the signs. Some of those signs are sudden mood swings. And we're not talking about the mood swings that everyone has from time to time. We're talking about something that you experience or someone near you experience that's not part of their character. You've never seen them react or behave this way. And it came out of nowhere. It was very sudden, it was spontaneous, and it caught everyone off guard. So mood swings in general that happen rapidly and very sudden is one strong sign of possession or black magic. Number two, you'll start to see unusual habits. So for example, the person might be waking up at odd hours in the night and just standing in a corner, or bizarre, unusual behavior. When they're sitting at the dinner table, they don't want to eat with you, or they want to eat something that isn't good for them or something that's spoiled, or they'll go to the garbage bin and start picking out some of the trash and consuming that. So really bizarre, unusual behavior that isn't normal for anyone is another sure sign. Number three, if you feel like you're possessed or there's something lurking in your house, some of the most common examples I hear about is, I was sitting at home and I heard a door slam, or I could hear footsteps going up and down. Listen, brothers and sisters, there's one very important point to keep in mind. Jinns in general have better things to do than slam doors in our house. The first thing you need to do if that happens is you need to check your door and see why it's closing by itself. So get a repairman or fix the problem. But then think about that if this happens consistently and happens at very specific times and it's distinct and it's clear, you're literally hearing footsteps and you might hear voices in the house when there's no one there except you, then that's something to take serious. And how do you address that? If you're not able to, the third way to know is to have somebody who is a qualified raqi, a qualified exorcist, who is well-versed in the Quran, who is well-versed in Islamic studies, who has strong iman, spends a lot of time praying during the night, all the entire package, that's somebody that you want. You can have them come to your home or read some Quran on you. And the people who do this, they know of specific verses throughout the Quran that they will choose and recite on you based on the problem. So you find somebody that can quote unquote assess and treat the issue and go from there inshallah ta'ala. Remember, the Quran is our shifa. The jinns, when they hear the Quran, it hits them and it strikes them harder than if you were to take a ball of fire and throw it to them. They feel the pain, they feel that Quran, and they know its power and its ability. So all of these are signs that the possibility of some kind of possession or spell in the house. Would be confident, brothers and sisters, that once we have the Quran, we always have the cure and of course our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I hope that helps. May Allah azza wa jalla keep you safe. Allahumma ameen.